Oh, here we are, stepping into Christmas all together. We're here once again this evening, bringing you another show. We don't know how many more shows we're going to be able to bring you. And as I said there before the show started, it really depends on people being able to, because everything's on restriction. So everything is a little bit different this year. It said in order to give people time to go out and do what they've got to do and get their Christmas shopping and their last bits of things, you know, make sure that they've got everything that they to make it as good a Christmas as possible for everybody, you know. And we don't want anybody being left out, especially our readers. As far as I know, we have a show on Monday. Got nobody for Tuesday so far. I wasn't expecting it. Wednesday, we may have a show Wednesday. We don't know yet, but we'll keep you informed as the week goes by. But it's looking at the moment like Monday the 21st may be the last show. Right, so we got seven lovely people in the queue already. And have you all popped your donations in? It's you know, they joined the Christmas club. Right, yeah, right. I think we'll have to start that in January and deal with them. At the Christmas club. Oh God, yeah. It might help. Join our Christmas club. It might be more successful getting donations that way. Yeah, I don't know. Right, let's say hello to Chris then.
Hello.
Hi, Chris.
Thank you. I'm glad to be back. You know. I know.
Did you like
that? Would probably be. Yeah.
Start a Christmas club in January. It might be more successful.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. It's been kind of slow. Yeah, but other than that, I mean, it's been pretty good. I mean, I've been busy. People have been just talking to me. But it's good time to help people in time of need during Christmas, you know. Yeah, like I said, if y'all want to donate to Kin's Network, you can do that. But yeah, I mean, but sometimes some people don't have money, but even if you can, you know, I'm pretty sure he doesn't mind $2, you know, so it's whatever you can afford.
Tight,
yeah, because money's tight right now.
So. You know, it depends on when you get your paycheck as well. And if you're on benefits,
yeah.
You might. I know how that can be as well for people on benefits.
Yeah.
You're waiting for the money to arrive in the bank because you've already spent last week's money and you're waiting for this week's money to come in, I know how that is.
That is correct.
Yeah,
you know, that is correct.
Well, we get paid monthly here at the moment in the UK. The benefit system here in the UK is monthly at the moment, but they're talking about putting it back to weekly again. But I think it needs to go back to weekly because at the moment people are living from hand to mouth, you know.
Yeah, it's tough, you know. And I just want to say thank you for everyone listening to the show. You know, it's good to help people. So I just have to say that.
Well, we're going to get on with it. And we got seven lovely people in the call queue, four of which were screened, three of which we haven't, but we'll get to you presently. Okay. Deep, good evening.
Thank you, Ken. Good evening, Chris.
Oh dear.
Well, have you been?
All right.
So how have you been?
Microphone off.
Mm-hmm. How can
Hello?
I help you today? How can I help you today?
Hi.
Yes.
Can you see how my new year will be? Any messages for the new year, please?
For the new year?
Yes,
The thing that I'm getting, that it's going to be a good year for you. And then they're telling me to bring love into the situation. So you might have some new love and kind of like sparks in the sky. So there's a lot of good stuff. And then they're telling me to tell you to don't let the pride get in your way. Just be very, just be straightforward and just be you, you know. And then as far as the new year, what I'm seeing for you is I want to say I'm seeing something come in February. So like a business or something that's a family-owned business. So that's what I'm picking up off of you. And then, that's the other one. The Ace of Cups came out production, so you need to be more productive, even though with the pandemic. So I do see that there's going to be business. And then they're telling me to believe in the impossible with the blue moon. So just keep your spirits up, and don't worry too much, because I'm being told that you worry too much. Okay?
Yeah, okay.
Is there anything else that you wanted to ask? Oh, by the way, you need to have balance in spirituality and practical. So you need to have balance in spirituality, and then just be practical of what you're seeing and what you're getting, and you need to be grounded. And I'm being told for you to go hug a tree, or just for you to walk on the grass so you can ground yourself, because right now I believe somebody told me that we're in eclipse right now, so a lot of people are feeling very emotional. I mean, very emotional. I'm one of them. But yeah, you just have to just try to ground yourself and try not to take in so much, because I do feel that you are special, you are gifted, and I do feel that you feel other people's pain. So you need to just, sometimes they're telling me to, confidence is a key, and then to look at the bigger picture. That's what I got for you.
Okay. And when you said in the beginning about love, do you get anything about it, around what time? And
honestly, when you say love, I actually got February. That was the first thing I was thinking. But I would say the dating thing would probably be, okay, that's weird, I'm hearing that. By the end of this month, by December, you'll start going out and meeting and socializing. But just do your social distancing. You might want to do online. If you have an online where you can search for your mate, you can do that. Or just look for someone that's in your circle in the social media. Because there is somebody coming, and you will be together by the new year, probably by after January, after the either New Year's date or New Year's Eve. So everything will be going good for you. So you got to be more productive. Oh, my goodness. Sorry. You're just going to be more productive. And that's what I'm being told. So you will have someone in the new year. And I almost want to say it's either going to be with an A name. I keep getting Angel or Amy or just with a letter A. The name that I actually got was Angel. Don't know why, but I did get that name. And you will be doing a lot of workshops and helping people.
That's what I do at work.
Okay. That's good.
Do you see me moving from where I live, moving house anytime in the next year?
Honestly, do I see you moving by next year? If everything goes well with business and then your love life, I can actually see you moving, but it won't happen until May. And you're
right.
Really getting a nice house by then, yeah, by May. So just keep your spirits up and just don't give up. Don't give up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
Because you will be tested. You will be tested. Okay?
In what way, you mean? As in, okay, I understand. Yeah. Well, I have been tested enough.
Yeah. Well, just keep up and then, and we'll just keep in touch and then. I can't hear you say it again. Can you hear you what?
When you said I will be tested, will the next year be as challenging as this year was?
Yes. It will. You'll be challenged, but you will succeed. And it's got to start with you. It's going to start with you. Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you for coming. You're welcome, and you have a good evening. And a Merry
Christmas. And you too. Merry Christmas and greetings this season. Happy New Year.
Welcome too. Thank you. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks for the reading. Thank you again.
Dave. Thanks, Dave. Okay. Right. Short. Right then. Let's see. Holly.
Hi.
Hello. Oh my goodness.
How are you doing?
What's up, girl? We just talked the other day. Oh my God. What's up?
You gave me a good private reading. I loved it.
I was going to ask you, did it make sense to you when I told you? And see, it's funny because Kim out and I already told you, but I'm going to tell you again. They're telling me to step out of your comfort zone. And it's time to give rather than take. Okay? And then, this is weird. The card, because I have the call, the hidden oracle, the hidden truth oracle, and it says, you and I were too young. That's a relationship. That's a relationship right there. And then
we were. It was 20 years ago. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, my God, this is so funny. And it says, and make the first move. So just you make that first move. And I think being too young, what I'm being told is that it happened so fast.
Mm-hmm.
You should have taken your time and take its course. But everything was going like so rapidly. Everything was just like boom, 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 boom. You know, but it was just, it's just crazy because what you need to do is that he needs to slow him down, and then you need to slow down because you're a very fast-paced person. Very fast-paced. Very fast. So that's what I'm being told. And then, now this is validation on the last reading I gave you. It says, I will wait for a sign from you. He's waiting, girl. He's waiting for you. So, in other words, you need to work through your fears, okay? And let me remind you, this is a hidden truth oracle, okay? And then it says, sometimes I stay awake thinking about you. So in other words, he has a bad insomnia. He cannot stop thinking about you. And then he said, this is kind of interesting. Now your reading is getting very interesting. He said, I wish I could that I had treated you better. So, in other words, he regrets how he treated you.
Yeah.
And it's just crazy because he says that he is so sorry for hurting you. And he's being told from me to tell you for him to give him a chance. Because maybe the third time's a charm, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. And by the way, for that reading, did it resonate with you when you talked to me privately?
Yes, of course. Everything was great.
So what is the question that you got? Or did I narrow down again, Holly?
Well, not on that subject.
My
mother,
she
keeps lying about me. I shouldn't care what she says, but God, she's so toxic.
You know what I was going to say?
Go ahead.
You know what's so weird? Okay, you say that she's lying to you, right?
No, she's lying about me to her therapist.
Okay, you know what?
She's blaming everything on me in her life.
Yeah, and I was going to tell you something. When I hear your voice, I hear adoption. I don't know why. I hear adoption. So, they're lying to you about you even being, that they are your parents.
Huh.
I don't
there
know
was
why,
a question.
Why.
There was a question if my father was my father, but I had a DNA test, then he is.
Well, then there must be something there that you're...
It might be me, the 16-year-old. I might adopt him because it's my ex-husband's son.
Okay, that makes sense. But you know what?
Yeah,
because
I want... Go ahead.
Sorry.
I want him to live with me because he's in the toxic environment with my mother and his father.
Well, you know what you can probably do? Oh, my God, I'm hearing that phrase again.
What?
Oh, my God, I'm hearing it again because I was doing private readings in the chat, and I'm hearing the same phrase for you. You ready?
Yeah.
When it rains, it pours.
Okay.
When it rains, it pours. So, in other words, all the skeletons, in other words, everything's going to come out of the closet, all the skeletons.
Oh, yeah, because I emailed her psychiatrist today and told her. She's this lady lying about me just this morning.
Okay, well, then you know what you need to do. Because I do see you getting custody of him.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, why are they telling me that? Okay, they say when you get him back, it's like getting the peas in a pie. Don't ask me why.
Say that again.
Me that.
We're like peas in a pie.
Yeah, when you get him, it's like it's gonna be hard. Like it's gonna get like peas in a pie. In other words, you're gonna have the cake, but she's not gonna try. She's gonna fight you for the custody. So I know
my mom.
Don't be surprised.
It's not her kid.
God, are you serious? But it doesn't matter. She wants to raise him.
He's already
she
grown.
Wants to raise him. Oh, I guess she thinks that she owns him. She thinks she owns
him. Weird.
It's almost like he's her, what is the word I'm looking for?
He hates
her. Okay, that's weird. Okay, well, it's weird. Even though he hates her, it almost feels like he is her possession or her prize, so to speak. It's that kind of feeling, but it's kind of like, I know he does not like her, but she does not give a crap about that.
No. Nope.
She doesn't. And
I
the
know.
Thing is that she's all into herself. I'm telling
yep.
you that right now. She's all into herself. Yeah. So that's what I'm being told for you. So if you get him, or if you want to... I mean, just to whatever you're trying to do, you will get him, but it will not be until next year. I'm seeing a lawsuit. So you better have your T's and dots sighted, because it's not going to be a pretty picture. So just what I'm being
my
told
side
to
of
tell
street's
you
clean.
Is clean. Mm-hmm. So. Just keep
3 minutes,
and then just be very optimistic and don't give up. Okay.
Oh heck no.
And I do see you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, but if you wanna talk to me more later, we can talk, because I probably will be doing a reading after the show, because I got a reading that someone paid for. But if you want to, I can add you to a different chat, because I do have a chat room. I'm pretty sure my friends won't mind. So. And when I add you, if you want to, you know, you can learn a lot from us, because we're good people and we care and we like to give people guidance and we talk about random things. So let me know if you're interested, and then we can talk from there. Okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
And you're welcome. And hope everything resonates with what I told you again. And thank you for
calling,
by the way.
Yeah, minutes.
Thank you. Have a nice show.
You.
Bye.
You too. Bye.
Thanks, Ollie.
Wow.
Okie dokie.
Wow. Hello?
I'm here.
Hello?
All right. You can hear me, yeah?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, that's fine then. Okay. Right. Yolani.
Hello. Hi, Kim. Hi, Mr. Chris.
Yes,
I just wanted to see what you can pick up for me for in these last 2 weeks and for the end of the year and for next year.
Okay. Well, first of all, I get the angels will be
one
for you.
1 minute.
And I'm being told that you will get through everything that you're going through. I have to kind of pick like sadness for some reason. A little bit of sadness from you. Okay. And then I see like a male. I see a male around you.
Maybe my grandfather.
Okay, yes. That's what I was going to say. I was going to say somebody like a male figure. And I do see that he knows that you're in pain. What I was told for you to do is do some meditation, because I do feel like you're just like so lonely. And then I was also told to tell you, don't think that you're not good enough, because you are. Okay, so just know that you are good enough. Okay. And then I see for some reason, I see crystals, I see candles, and it's weird because as I'm looking into you, I almost want to say that you're a Wiccan or into Wiccan. And then I'm seeing paganism, so you're like a pagan. okay, and then also I hear go ahead, sorry.
Put a candle to Buddha every day, and I pray for everybody. I like crystals, but that's it.
Okay.
It's okay.
And then the other thing I was told to tell you, the energy is gaining momentum. So whatever energy work you're doing, it's going to help you going into the new year. I do feel that you're going to be very busy. Metron's going to help you with people. Because I'm getting like a... like an oracle reader is what I'm getting with you.
Okay.
And I do feel that you're going to reach out to people. I almost want to say you're going to reach out to people. It is weird. I'm getting all this weird feelings right now. And what I feel with you is that I'm being told to tell you that you are growing. You are blessed. Okay, you need to say affirmations, and then you can say, I'm spiritually protected. So I'm being told that you are spiritually protected and you are blessed to be alive. Okay. And then I was told to tell you, don't take life for granted. Okay, don't take life for granted. And if you want to try to do because there is something on the 21st that you can use that energy. So I'll use up some of that energy to manifest what you want. And if you do something on the 21st, things are going to come to you faster. Whatever you're wanting by next year, things will come to you faster. Okay?
Okay.
And then for some reason, I'm seeing fairies around you, fairies. I'm seeing a lot of fairies.
Fairies?
Yes. Yes, ma'am. I'm seeing fairies. And then I'm also seeing great-grandmother.
Yeah, she's always close to me.
That was from your dad's side.
Oh, really?
From your dad.
Really hard.
Yes. Yeah. So, but I do see things getting better for you. So I say for the new year, you're going to go out with a blast. Okay? So just know that by January, things are going to get better for you. So just keep your head up and don't let your guard down, okay?
All right.
And nothing,
what about
nothing
work?
Is your fault. What about work? Things are going to pick up for you, too, there. You will get a raise. It's going to be like you're going to be helping people with the knowledge and growth that you are, that you know, that you're aware of, is what I'm being told. So your business, the stuff that you're going to be doing, you're going to be very busy next year. Okay.
Okay. All right. What about, I'm trying to get divorced, so I am in that process. What do you can see about that and about the custody of my daughter?
That's going to probably take a while because everything that's going on. You will get custody, but it won't be until, oh, man. Okay, she won't get custody until when? Okay, they're telling me February, March, somewhere around there, February or March.
Okay.
So you're going to be going through a lot of different things. Yeah.
Do you see me getting full custody, like legal and physical? So I know we get a physical, but I'm not sure about the legal custody.
Well, the legal custody, you're going to have to pay, right? I mean, you're paying for child support. But the thing is, if you want legal custody, you're going to have to prove that you can take care of your child. You're going to need proof because they're checking. Because a lot of stuff that's going on, they're saying this and that you're not good and this and this and that. So you might just want to get some paperwork to prove that, you know, you have a clean house and, you know, that you're a good parent and stuff. Because you're going to need to prove to them that you can take care of them. So, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. And
what about on the love side? Do you see someone coming for me, for my life in love side? Hello?
Hold on.
Hello?
I'm trying to get something. Hold on. Okay. For some reason, that's going to be around April. Around April.
Okay.
But
thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
And Merry Christmas to you and Happy Holidays for Happy New Year.
You too.
Okay, thank you, Ken. You too,
thank
bye.
You, Yolani. Thank you. Oh,
thank you.
Where are we going? Jessica.
Hi, Chris. First caller with you.
Okay, I don't know what the... Okay,
hi.
Who's
this? Jessica.
Yes, how can I help you today?
Hi. Curious what you're picking up. I seem to be doing a lot of clutter clearing with files and moving email accounts and things like that.
So you want to know what I get, right?
Say that again.
That correct?
What did you say?
You said you wanted to know what I got, correct?
Oh, I can't hear that one word. It's not coming in clear. I'm
you
doing
said,
clutter
correct.
Clearing.
No. No, I said that's what I said. You want to know if things are getting... Yeah. Well, the only thing I get for you is that right now, I don't know why, but I'm told to look at my phone. I see 333. 333. When I'm reading you. And then I'm being told that some adjustments are need to be required, is what I'm being told. And with everything, just make sure that you have all your paperwork together because you're bouncing from one thing to another. It's like nonstop for you.
Yeah,
so
that's
in other
exactly
words, you need to do
deal.
So another, yeah, and what you need to do is start doing some clearing. Because what I'm hearing is that even though you say that you're cluttering and you're doing paperwork and emails and stuff, what I'm being told is that you're really busy and that you need time for yourself. It's time for you to take time for yourself. That's the thing with you is that you don't know the meaning of rest. which that kind of resonates with me because I don't even know the meaning of rest either. So yeah, you're about the same thing as me. And then they're telling me to expect a powerful change coming for you. And then it's crazy because as I'm reading you, I'm getting like this lightheadedness, like I'm feeling lightheaded for some reason. Like I feel like everything is like piling up on me and I'm trying to do so much, but I can only stretch myself out so thin. I don't know if that makes sense to you, but when I'm talking to you, I feel like I'm like feeling this dizziness around me for some reason. So the energy is very, okay, that's funny. Okay, very intense. Very, very intense. And it's because of the eclipse. Also, you've been very emotional. Very emotional with all this stuff that you're dealing with. So you need to find some stuff to help you out. And I'm being told, too, you need some inspiration. So listen to some inspiration music and listen to upbeat music to keep you motivated.
Okay. I've been guided just to like do a lot of things at once. This is by spirit, like it kind of has been like overwhelming lately. Like it's just so much to do, and I was just saying today, I was like, I can't do a million things in one day on the computer.
You need time to take some break. You know what you can probably do, and it's weird because right now one of the cards that came out, that just came out, the emotions are high right now for you because you're trying to do multiple things, and the more that you do it, the more tired you're getting. So you need to try to do some kind of energy work with the moon because I'm feeling a lot of heaviness around you. I'm feeling like a lot of heaviness. So you might want to do some clearing. Go hug a tree and you can take your power back. Go hug a tree because you need that energy because you feel like very exhausted is what I'm getting. Because what the energy I get from you is like I feel tired, so I feel like you're overworked. You're burned out.
Yeah.
Okay, so you need time for yourself. You might want to do a spiritual bath too. Do a spirit.
What were you just saying? A spiritual bath?
Yes, a spiritual bath.
Oh, yeah. I would love a bath. My bathtub is like old and disgusting. I feel gross going in there. I can't take a bath.
Well, if you can find someone that can lend you maybe a tub for a day, take a lavender bath. If you could find and then you'll be fine because you need to re-energize yourself. Okay.
Well, yeah, I mean, I've been going, and sort of like waiting or looking for opportunities to come in, and I think that's where I lose my motivation, because it's just like more work, and then more work they have me doing, so it's just, it's a bit much.
Yeah, and it's like, it doesn't stop for you, though. It keeps continuing. It keeps continuing is what I'm hearing. It doesn't stop. So, yeah, but just keep yourself trying to find yourself motivating. And if you have to just go outside and get in touch with nature to motivate you, do what you got to do. Do what you got to do.
Do you have any idea as far as, well, I mean, I guess it's maybe an obvious question, but I'm just curious what you're saying as far as, like, why so much of the clutter clearing?
Okay, well, that's weird that you say that because when you're asking me, there is an attachment to you that drains your energy. It's what I'm getting. It's like an attachment, not like an evil attachment, but there is something that is sucking the energy out of you. It's something that's sucking the energy. I almost want to say it's like either a vampire or a psychic vampire or something that just makes it too heavy, and it's weird because as I'm talking to you, it almost feels like I can't think straight, and my mind is so cluttered, even in that aspect. My mind is cluttered and filled with all this, with this thoughts in my head. So like I said, you need to do some clearing. What you can probably do is get a spiritual bath, and you can also, I don't know if they have it where you're at, but I know they have it over here where I live.
3 minutes.
And some of them, they do have stores where they have New Year's things that are fixed. Like they'll have like a candle. They'll have different types of things. And then they'll have like floor wash, and you can do that, and you can take a and see what you can find, because I do think you need something to take a to clear your body, because you're just absorbing a lot of negativity, and you need to remove it. It needs to be removed.
Okay.
But if you want to talk later, then I can give you my number if you want, or if you can find me on Facebook. Just look under Chris Psychic Garcia, and I'm on Facebook. If you want to talk more about this, more offline. Okay.
So just one other question with
minutes.
That, as far as, like, Spirit has had me, like, changing my email address and everything like that, and, like, moving files over from that. So are you getting anything around that? Like, cause it's, like, even backing up my YouTube channel, like, that's what's, like, what is the reason for all of this moving the emails and backing it up? Are you getting anything around that?
Because somebody's trying to hack you. That's why. Somebody's trying to hack you. That's why you're being, that's why things are happening to you. And the more it's piling up, the more that you're getting exhausted, because you always have to change your emails and you can't get into them because people are trying to hack you. It's that time of season when people try to, so that's why.
Yeah, that's a good read. That's anybody who's sharing truth online. That's interesting. I was curious what you were going to say, because, yeah, that's what they told me to, because the emails are going down and stuff like that. They're taking down, it's a complicated thing. But, yeah, that's what's going on. You're right.
Okay.
It's crazy.
Well, then you need to do a firewall. You need to do upgrade your firewall and your system, because they are trying to hack your stuff, I'm being told. They are literally trying to get personal information from you. And the people that are hacking you is someone that you know. It's a male, by the way.
Oh, no, you know what it is? It's Gmail. No one can use Gmail. That's hacked. People read the emails. The government reads the emails and everything. That's what it is.
Yes. Okay.
So Spirit wants me off of that, because same thing with YouTube. They're censoring people. So that's
and that's
actually
funny you said that, because I know I'm being watched too. I've always been known that I'm being watched. Since I was young, I've always felt like I always have to look over my shoulder, because the things that I talk about are things that I can't even talk about on the radio, because I know there's other callers. But I've always talked about a lot of things, like aliens and conspiracy theories. So I talk about everything off the air on different shows. But I would have to add you to a different chat room that I have, and I can add you, and you can friend request me, and I can introduce you to my friends, and you'll learn a lot from us. So if you want to get a hold of me, just add me on Chris Psychic Garcia. And if you can't find me, then reach me at the number 210-974-3470. 210-974-3470.
Okay.
And you can reach
Thank
me
you
there.
Very much.
Okay?
Yeah, I talk about all those stuff too. You're right.
Yeah.
It's all connected to that.
Okay. But it was nice talking to you.
Thanks, Jessica. Right, we're going to take a little break then, ladies and gents. Because we're about more than halfway through our cork queue already, and we've got an hour 15 left to run, and we've only got 5, 6, 7, and 8 left, 4 callers at the moment left in the cork queue with over an hour to go. So take a break and wind down a little.
City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air, there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. And on every street corner, you hear silver bells, silver bells,
silver bells.
It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear them ring. Soon it'll be Christmas Day. As the shoppers rush home with their treasures,
hear the snow crunch, see the tears crunch, this is Santa's big scene.
And above all this bustle, you hear
silver bells,
silver bells,
silver bells,
silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day.
Short and sweet. Okay, the Dean with that particular version. It's been done many times, I need that one, yeah. We'll stick a bit more music in just now. We're going to have to if we're going to be here for 2 hours. Otherwise, we might just finish early, I don't know yet. It really depends on the next 3 calls and whether people call in. Well, we're taking them, because if they don't, then I think we'll finish up early. It's getting there, isn't it? People are like out and about now, and you know, it's to say we understand the time difference here. It's 10 to 10 in the evening here in the UK now, so we've done all our shopping for the day. But we can understand how people are still out and about doing their last bit of shopping. Why not? Yeah, you've got to make the best of a bad situation, you know, because it's been a crap year for everybody. And I think if you can count your blessings and make the most of it, yeah, pretty much all we can do. Okay, and spirits are always here to help us, of course. So let's see where we're going. Right, oh, line 5 is Melvin.
Hi.
Thank you, Ken, for taking my call.
Well, how can I help you today?
Hi, yes, ma'am. I'm having more issues with my neighbor.
Okay.
And he is constantly, intentionally banging on my window, my doors, late at night, he does it. During the daytime, like this time, he does it. So I contacted my landlord. I called the police. They said that they couldn't do anything. And my landlord said that she couldn't do anything. And I never heard of a landlord couldn't do anything to make the tenant that renovating have some peace. So I texted her. Yeah, I texted her about an hour ago, and I wanted to the information for the owner of the property. And she texted me back and said she's not, she can't give that information out. So I just want to know, like, what's going on? Is connected somehow? Because when I walk out my front door, it's to the left. When this guy, he stays home all day long.
Wow. You know what's weird when you say the neighbor? I get kind of like shadiness with that. I get kind of like, I don't know, it just feels weird to me. Like, she just has vengeance on you. She does not like you. And personally, she wants you thrown out. She literally does not want you there. She wants you out. And then the thing is, it's weird because right now I'm looking at one of my cards and it said that you are good enough to be there. Okay? And then you need to have balance and spirituality. And then just just keep yourself, and then you need to show the world the real you, which basically that you just need to just take care of yourself because no one's going to take care of you. And the thing is that, like, you know what's so strange when you said the neighbor, like I was telling you? I almost want to say she talks to the landlord. The neighbor that you're talking about,
yes.
I see her as like talking to the landlord.
And her husband stays
with
her.
It's weird. and it's weird because the thing I'm seeing is that I don't know how old this lord is, but she does fool around with certain things. And I'm seeing like her throwing stuff on your door. Okay, she's throwing stuff on your door, almost like spell work, because that's what I'm seeing. Because I can see that kind of stuff. And
wow,
that neighbor just does not want you there, because that house or whatever you live, they wanted it. They wanted that land. So what she's trying to do is trying to get you in trouble. And that's why when you said, because I remember you said something about the cops, right? You did say something about the cops, correct?
Yes, ma'am. I have called the police officers more than three or four times. No.
And they didn't do anything.
No, ma'am. They did put a camera in my window, and it's been there for a while, and I told the lieutenant he can come by, pick it up, and see what's on that camera to see if he's snooping around. So will that help me?
Okay, because right now, okay, you said it's a neighbor, right? But the thing is there, I don't know why, am I seeing a male? Why do I see a male when you say the neighbor?
That's her husband. the guy when I walk out my door to the right side. It's two of the males, well, it's three of the males to the right side and one female. These people don't even work. I'm retired.
Wow.
None of them don't work. And when I'm in my bedroom, I just know that he's listening to my conversations on the phone.
Yeah.
That's why I always come to my living room area. And I can't sleep at night. Yeah.
That's weird. I almost want to say, I don't know what state you're in, but I'm seeing like kind of like a bottle. I wonder if you can hear me. It's a bottle, and it says, get away. You get what you do. Is, they sell it here. They sell it here because I'm from Texas. But what you can do is get the bottle. You open it, and you just put it by the door. And what it does, it keeps the people away. It keeps them away. Like, it just keeps all the evil. It keeps them away.
Okay.
3 minutes.
Man, this is
what
crazy.
Type of...
That's funny that you said that because...
I'm from Georgia.
Okay, well, then we need to talk because this... I want to say that there is spell work in this. I'm getting that very strong. If you don't take care of this, you'll be out in 2 weeks because of them. You will literally be out in 2 weeks from now.
But what about my landlord?
The landlord, you want me to tell you what I heard? She does not give a damn about you. She does not care. All she's in there for the money. That's all she's there for. Money. Money, money, money,
yeah,
money.
Because I've been standing here for 3 years. Since 2014. And when my son passed away. And she seems to be just as nice and sweet and all of that. But the people that she brings in, that moves out of that apartment next door, they trash. They on drugs, they fight, they throw bottles and have to call the police on them and they say I'm the bad guy. But
well, you know what? I'm being told
how
the
hell
guy.
Is I'm the bad guy.
Wow. Yes. That's crazy. That is so crazy. Then you know what? Because I know we got two callers. Do you have a paper and pen? Because I do need for you to call me.
Okay.
1 minute.
Then I'm, okay, do you have a paper and pen? Or you can just write it down with a marker or a crayon or something. Because this is bad. You need to, I wish I can tell you more, but I know that he's probably got other callers in the queue, and I don't want to leave him out. But so let me know if you have a pen.
I have something. Yeah.
Okay,
what
it's 210. It's 210.
Wait,
the
say that
code.
Again.
It's 210-974-3470. Again, 210-974.
Just paper,
you can text me.
Pencil.
You can text me while I'm on the show because I'm not using that phone right now. So just text it to me.
Wait, send it to me.
Okay, say it again. I didn't hear you.
Can you repeat it again, please?
It's 210. The area code is 210-974-3470.
7-4-3-4-7-0.
Yes. And then the area code is 210 because I'm from Texas.
Well, the last four is what?
Yes. Because I can tell you a little bit more, but you need to get something done because they don't want you there. And I'm seeing 2 weeks. And the thing is that the neighbor talks to the landlord and is trying to get you evicted, doesn't want you there.
Okay. So that's 210.
Okay. Yeah.
That's 210-974-34-74.
34-70. Yeah.
Okay.
But you can give me a call.
When the best time to call you?
Well, you can call me or you can text me after the show.
Okay.
And then we'll talk later. What is your name?
My name is Melvin.
Okay. Okay, well, then text me your name, and then I'll program you, and then we'll talk.
Okay.
Okay?
That's 210.
All right, nice talking to you.
Yes, ma'am.
Many blessings.
All right.
Many blessings to you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you, Ken.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Melvin.
Thank you.
Thanks, Melvin.
I know
that we probably won't catch Melvin now again before Christmas, so... Have yourself a good one, Melvin.
The thing is, Ken, is that when I was reading him, it was so weird because, like, I could see everything that, oh, my God, oh, I just got chills, like something's touching me.
Do you know what played for that,
okay.
Chris?
Again?
I've been through that situation where We lived in I don't know whether you have masonettes in the state, but masonettes are like 3-story flats, yeah.
Mhm.
And we lived on the top floor, and the people underneath were very nasty people, or the son was anyway, and he used to come and do that sort of thing outside our door. On a regular basis, we got in touch with the local authorities. They didn't want to know, and it come to the point where he tried to set fire to our apartment, and you know, his mother pleaded with us, "Don't put my son away." And I said, "Well, look, I said, I'm sorry, but I've got to." I said, "Because I've got young children now." I said, your son is an arsonist. He's an arsonist. You know, I said, it might not be the only family in the area that he's doing it to. I said, eventually he's going to kill somebody.
Yeah. I mean, some people can be so mean. I've heard stories where one of my friends was like, man, people are just being so mean that they said, I know they're doing something to me because I'm having all these problems. And it's always either the landlord, or it's the neighbor, or it's always something, you know. And the thing is, people ask me, like, how do you see this stuff? And I'm like, I can't explain it. I can see it. And that's why even where I live, I look at everything. You know, I'm very observant because people do that stuff. And it's sad, you know, because he's not doing anything. To them, he's there living just like everybody else, and if they don't want him there, then they're going to do whatever it takes to throw him out. And if they have to, if they'll get him in trouble with the law, or they'll just throw some stuff on his jar and say, get out of here, they'll just wish him the worst. But there's people like that that are just so mean. It's just bad. But and I've worked with a lot of cases like that where they're like, you know, I need help, Chris, can you do for me? It's always something. It's either a missing person case that I do because I look for missing people that are missing. I do paranormal work. I do, like, I can tell them if there's something being done to them. I'll even have dreams about, you know, stuff before it even happened.
Before it happens, yeah.
It is like,
it is.
Yeah.
So you know,
I get,
the person,
yeah,
you know,
I,
the person's coming to you, yeah?
It's bad. It's really bad. I don't know if you had any more callers, but I didn't know how much time you had.
with the wind date.
So
we have a gentleman that says that he already knows you. So Michael.
Hello. Hello, Chris.
Michael.
How you doing?
What
How are you?
Doing?
Waiting to talk to you.
So what's up, dude? What's up? What did you meet?
I have a question for you.
Okay.
What will be my life when I am 55? Because I'm 52 right now. So jump ahead 3 years when I'm 55 years old.
Honestly, what I see for you is that that house is going to be yours. Okay?
Is what?
I see that house yours. That house is yours.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Okay. I see that for you.
Yeah.
And how old are you again? Because I never asked you in the chat. How
52.
Old are you again?
52.
It's weird because I see you. Probably by this year, you're going to start growing. And it's weird. I want to say 54. By at least 54, you're going to explode, dude. You're just going to be just exploding with energy. People are going to be coming to you. I actually even see you doing tarot. And, you know, our ancestors. Our ancestor is going to help you to grow. She is the key to help you grow. She's going to get you to where you need to be. And she's helping you, even though you might not know it, but you're growing rapidly. You're growing fast. You're going as fast as I am. Because when I started, I didn't expect to be on radio, dude. I always dreamed about it. I always wanted to help people, like Ken's show and other shows. This is the stuff I wanted to do. And I think it was back in 2014. I don't remember. I have to look at my calendars. I have my old calendars with me. In 1 year, I was on 10 shows within a year.
Wow.
It
That's
was
impressive.
Like that, I think I have to look back. I'll send you all the stuff in chat, but I want to say 2016. I was in 10 shows back to back. It was like one day, then the next day, and then it was like the whole month was filled up almost. It was like May was filled up, April was May, June filled up, September, and then it started slowing down at the end of the year, and then boom, everything was just, it's just exploded. So the reason why I'm telling you this is because you're going to start off with one show. People are going to be listening to you. You're gonna be so busy. Yes, we'll still see you, but you're gonna be doing almost similar to what I'm doing. The only thing is, are you ready to come out of that comfort zone and come out on the radio and start doing readings? Probably not right now, but you need to get the momentum and confidence in yourself. You know, to be yourself. And if you have to be like a crazy to make you relax, then do what you do. Do what you do. If
you
have
you know,
to be
it's actually,
funny at...
actually strange when you had mentioned the house thing, because the house belongs to my sister too. It's 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
So where is she going in the next few years if the house is all mine?
Well, the thing is, I feel like it's yours, but the way she's going, she'll probably end up moving or she'll stay there, but if something happens to her, which I don't see that, I hope to God she doesn't pass. But your family, there's a lot of people in your family that are dropping.
Yes,
I think
I know.
Next year there's going to be a lot of death coming to you. And you're going to know when it's coming because, you know, the ancestor, I'm not going to say her name. I'll just say her first name. Her name's Marie. And she's going to tell you when they're coming. And you're going to know when they're coming for your loved ones because you're going to smell something either of your, of your mom, perfume.
My mom.
Perfume. That means she's coming for them. So if you smell perfume, she's coming for a female. If you smell cologne, somebody's coming for a male. That's how you're going to know. Yep.
Wow.
And I think you're going to be very busy. And I was thinking about you lately because I want to help you. But the thing is, you right now you're observing. And
I am.
You're
right.
And you want to do it, but it's going to be kind of hard for you because you know people can hear you. But just look at it this way. If you're going to be on shows, there's going to be some shows where they're going to see your face if you're on YouTube. But if you want to start off with just radio, just do, like, they can't see you. They can hear you, but they can't see you. So that should help you kind of, like, ease your mind. Because once you hear your voice in the airwaves, you're going to be like, damn, do I really sound that bad? You know?
I do that now. I do that now, Chris. I'm like, do I really sound that horrible?
But see, I even do that sometimes for like Ken's show or other shows. I listen to myself because I see if where do I need to improve? What needs to be better for me? And that's how I do it.
Yes.
If I'm reading y'all, I listen back to the show and I'm like, okay, this is maybe I need to stop or stop or laughing. You know what I'm saying? I observe myself. I look at what is being done. And that's how you learn from, you know, being a guest, and you just grow and grow and grow. And before you know it, you'll be a pro at it. But once you actually go out in the field and do those paracons and you're a speaker, that's a whole different thing because people can see you. So you got to look at this as practice because there's something bigger for you. Okay? I see that next year. You're going to be busy, dude. No joke. So
do you see me getting
Do
you see me getting sick in the future? You know, like strokes or cancer, anything like that?
If you do the proper care and self-love, I don't see you doing that. You might have some little minor illnesses. Illnesses that are genetic in your family.
Yeah.
But you'll know before you get it. You'll know before you get it. And it's funny because I feel like that card that I gave you, you needed it in the nick of time.
I
have it.
It's going to, but I know we'll talk later in the chat. But hopefully everything resonated. And I do see a lot of good stuff coming for you next year. So,
okay.
But we'll talk later. I'll see you in a little while, like maybe in another hour.
Okay.
I don't know what time. All right.
Okay, thank you, Chris.
Love you, Michael. Take care.
I know. My name is little itty-bitty brother.
All right.
Thanks, Michael. Because that keeps making a noise. Okay. Where are we? Right. Alice.
Hello?
Yes, who's this?
Alice.
Oh, my God, really? Oh, my God, Alice. Oh, everybody's coming in the pattern. Are y'all going to be waiting in line?
Yes, I've been waiting in line. I think I'm the last one that got in.
Oh, my God. First it was Michael, then it's you. Oh, my God.
I
love you guys. I love you guys.
Love you, too.
But, so how can I help you?
I'm a little worried about my daughter because, you know, we went out to get something to eat and we went to a restaurant where her sister had gone with us. And I'm like, you know, do you want to send her a Christmas card? And she just got sad. And I said, well, I'm sorry. I just remember when she came with us here.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
You know, it hurts me.
But I know it doesn't. You know,
I just wonder
it's
if her sister, if her sister knows how much she loves her and misses her.
Honestly, Alice, I can hear it in your voice. Get as you'll have. I know you want to cry. I'm with you.
Mm-hmm.
I know we're going to need to talk in the chat, but she knows that you love her. And I'm going to tell you right now, and I hope I don't cry in the show.
Mm-hmm.
She misses you too. She misses you a lot. And the thing is that she's so young, but then she's so controlled by them.
I know.
That she can't even express herself And I can see her crying in her sleep, like I want to go home.
Yeah.
But if she goes home and she runs away, you're not even nowhere near her to where she can reach you. So
right.
She doesn't have a choice to stay because they keep her isolated. They take her here and take her there, but they go different routes so they can't see. So she can't see where to turn to go to your house or somebody or passing by the neighborhood just to see what y'all are doing. Because they are spying on y'all, but they go different routes. So she doesn't have
right.
that imprinted memory in her.
Uh-huh.
And
right.
then I'm being told, too, with one of the cards, you know, the hidden truth, is, I kid you not,
uh-huh.
the first card I flipped over, she's waiting for a sign from her. She wants her to write her a card.
Oh,
but,
and see, I asked.
But
yeah.
She wants you to write a card, but the thing is, I feel like they might either tear it up. Hope they don't because, you know, Christmas,
yeah.
you don't do that.
Right.
But if you write a card for her, I think, I want to say that if you put prayer into it before you send it out, she'll get it. But she's going to cry when she gets it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's harder because with this COVID and then with this Christmas time, you don't do that to people. You know,
I know.
They send you, and it hurts, you know. And it's funny because I don't know if you saw my post on Facebook. I had a vision, but I got to tell you all about that later.
Okay.
It was so weird. Tiffany even asked me, like, what did you dream about? And I was like, you don't even want to know.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, yeah, we'll talk in chat. But I think if you send it to her, she'll probably get it by the end of Christmas. I mean, not Christmas.
Okay.
By the end of New Year, sorry. By the end of New Year. But you got to send it to her. But she's got to be willing to mail it. I mean, because
yeah, my daughter.
Yeah. Like
yeah.
Just write
yeah,
to her.
I don't want to do it behind your back.
To,
yeah, I want her to do
if she
it.
Needs
you know.
To, and then if she needs to talk to me, because I remember that last time when she was asking, like, what is he doing, your daughter?
Uh-huh.
If she
yeah.
wants to talk to me while all of us are in chat, tell her, don't be shy. She can show herself. I've already seen her numbers of times, you know, when I dropped off that stuff for you. So if she
oh,
needs
yeah.
to talk
mm-hmm.
to me. I heard
yeah.
her come on camera. I won't judge. And if she needs to kind of whatever I tell her not to be
yeah.
shy.
Yeah.
You know? And then if she needs to talk to me, just tell her. I have a friend that if you need to talk to me, he says he's willing to talk to you.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
But just
and
to be safe, you might want to get, yeah, just tell her that you might need some tissues because depending on what she's going to ask me on camera, you need to have some tissues because she's going to cry.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just giving you a heads
yeah.
up. She might cry. So,
yeah.
But we'll talk later.
I
just want to say thank you for calling us. I still will talk to you about the dream.
Okay.
And Michael, if you're still listening to you, I love you guys. I love you all a lot.
Love you too.
All
okay,
right.
Okay, well, I love right, you. And
you later.
We'll just talk later. Alrighty. Okay, thanks.
All right. You're welcome. Bye.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Okay, all right. Bye-bye.
Wow. That's just very touching. Oh, my God. I just actually want to cry because it hurts. You know how people can be so mean during Christmas and you just, I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with people these days. They forget the meaning of humanity and, you know, we all have feelings. And for everyone that, you know, that listens to the show, you just got to be more kind to others because what you do to others is going to be done to you.
Exactly.
Keep your spirits up. And everyone that supports me, I love y'all. I really do. And the ones that are probably just listening in the background, I just love y'all and just have a Merry Christmas. And if I don't talk to y'all again, a Happy New Year. And all I want to say is thank you, Ken. And hopefully if this is going to be the last show for the year, I want to tell you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And just take care of yourself, guys. We have another round of COVID to go. So
that's the same for yeah. you and your family there, Chris, of course. You know,
yeah.
We do have two more lovely callers. We've got 39 minutes
okay.
on the clock. And if you
okay.
are out there and you're listening, you want to call in, you better do it now. Okay. Jennifer.
Hello?
Hello, Chris. What a great job you did on December 5th.
That's it again?
I'm the person that contacted you and said what a great job you did on December 5th on Facebook.
Oh, okay. Okay, thank you. Nice to meet you.
You too.
So, how can I help you today? Yeah, it's a very emotional day for me with the readings and stuff. Everything is being so touching. So if I got a little sentimental, guys, I'm sorry. It's just the empathic part of me. So how can I help you?
Uh-huh. I'm not a very stressed out person, but I am finding lately that I have anxiety about what's going on in the world. Am I unfounded, or is there something behind it?
I see with that, I do feel that I'm being told to don't let your past hold you back. It's time for you to heal, meditate. You're very empathic. And the thing, even though you're, like what you said, that you're trying not to get everything get to, but I think you're very empathic. I mean, to the extreme that you feel like, and I feel like this, so don't be surprised if I get a little emotional and my voice starts cracking. You have this need to where you feel like you have a big load on your shoulder, and you have to carry the globe, the world on your shoulders. And it's like you can't breathe because you're trying to help everybody in the globe, but there's only so many people that you can touch and help, because not everyone is going to believe in what you do and what you say, because they're going to think you're crazy. And then the ones that do connect with you, they're going to understand you because they know what you're feeding. The ones that are gifted, they know. Now, the ones that are very close-minded, no, that's not right. There's no such thing as gifts like that. It's a devil. You know how they talk. But I think with you is that you're overwhelmed because there is something big coming. As a matter of fact, it's coming next week on the 21st. That's one major shift that's coming. It's almost like oh my God, I just heard that. Oh my God, I'm actually wanting to cry. The 21st is almost like it's a blanket over the globe and over the world. It's going to be a blanket that's going to, it's almost like a cloak. Like, you know how Harry Potter has a cloak in the movie? It's going to be a white cloak over the world. And it's going to give it healing. And I can see, like, the blanket, how can I put it? It's like it has this aura to where it glows. And I think with the people that are very empathic, they're really, really overwhelmed with everything going on, because they see that the end of days is coming and it's closer than what we realize. And I think you're one of us, and that's why you're taking this overwhelming feeling like you want to help everybody, but you don't even know where to begin. You have this major, major emotion over you. And I can see as I'm talking to you, even though I can't see you, but I see, like, your eyes are so watery because you know what I'm talking about. Your eyes are so watery because you're just like, damn, like, why do I feel this? It's like you feel like you have to save the world. Like, you have this obligation. You have this commitment. And basically what I'm being told is that your faith is what you need to start from the very beginning. Your faith is what gets you to where you need to be, where I need to be. You know, and it's funny how I see you helping a lot of people, but it's going to be very hard for you because you're really overwhelmed. And it's like you, like one person you touch, is each person that you touch, you're making a difference. You're touching them with the Holy Spirit. And that's what I see from you. You have this beautiful presence of God all around you. And you have this God-given gift that you want to give, but you're afraid of being judged. And I'm going to tell you right now, Jennifer, you're not alone, girl. So it's okay to cry. It's okay. And if I could give you, even though I can't see you, but I would give you lots of hugs, because you need it. You really do. You have so much pain in you. It's like your heart's broken, but you just don't even know where to go. And hopefully that makes a lot of sense. I don't know if it makes sense with what I'm telling you, but hopefully it clicks in. And I just,
no, it,
I just
it does.
Say I'm just going to put
yeah. I know ahead, that sorry. The 21st is very important, like you said. They also gave me the date of the 28th. I'm not sure why, so exactly 1 week later. But when I asked for details, I didn't get any answers.
You know what is weird? When you say the 28th, I didn't hear anything about the 28th, but the only thing I get is earthquakes. More earthquakes.
No.
More unpredictable weather.
Mm-hmm.
I'm picking up like everything's going to fall apart. And the only thing that comes to my mind, oh my God, I can't believe I'm seeing this. It's between the movie The Day After Tomorrow and 2012.
Mm-hmm.
Something similar to that.
Mm-hmm.
That's
okay.
What I'm seeing in my head. It's like everything's just going to, it's going to crack. Like all the ground's going to crack. And we're all going to be caved in. Some of it will
mm-hmm.
be gassed and explode, flow underwater.
Mm-hmm.
And for the ones that get to the safe zone, they will survive. Other states and other countries will freeze.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, so forth. And I don't want to go into more detail because it's very, very overwhelming with what I'm seeing.
Mm-hmm.
So what they're
okay,
saying
but thank
is
you.
That
thank you for looking at it.
Yeah. You're welcome. And I just wanted to say thank you for what you said on that message about the 5th. I really appreciate that. And people like you is what keeps me going. Because I think
oh,
if
no,
I didn't
awesome.
Have to help people, I would feel so incomplete. I would not feel, you know,
no,
I just wouldn't feel
plus.
Right if I don't help people. Yeah.
You know what's funny is
oh,
I was okay. just in San Antonio a little while ago, and I don't go anywhere usually. But I loved that city. That's where you are, right?
Yeah.
3 minutes.
That's where I'm from.
Yep, I
well,
went to the Alamo, and I
well,
went, wow, this has got so much
get.
History right here.
Yeah, hopefully we get to see each other.
Okay.
And just many blessings to you. And,
thanks, Chris.
Merry Christmas, and have a happy
you
new
too.
Year. And God be with you.
You take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Wow. Oh, my
thank
God, that was a touching one.
Jennifer used to be with us, Chris. Jennifer
yeah.
used to read for a while until her job took her to other places, you know. And she wasn't able to do any more shows with us, but hopefully we'll get her back one day. Right. So for the moment, we're on our last call. 30 minutes on the clock, so you need to be calling in now if you're out there. Okay. Pamela?
Yes?
Hi.
Hello, there. 3 is always a magic number. Best thing coming 3.
I know that 3. That 3 keeps coming out, and it was funny because I was reading that one person, and I kept seeing 3, 3, 3. I was like, oh, God, here's that 3 again.
Uh-huh. Me,
oh
Alice, and Michael,
God.
All the 3.
Yeah, so how can I help you today?
Well, it's a question, probably repetitive, but I love to talk to you any chance I get some words from you. So my question is, the next 1 month or even up to 2 months from now, what is going to happen around me with my family and with me financially?
Personally, I do feel that you're going to go through struggles, but you'll be fine. You'll make it. I just feel that you're going to find something to do, to be creative, to make some money. One thing I was told for you to do is start taking care of yourself because of stress. You know, overwhelming. It's getting the best of you. I know that you leave the house for certain reasons because there's just too much, you know, you're just so too much 10 that
mm-hmm.
when you leave, you kind of feel like you're relieved, like you can breathe for one. when I feel like you're in the house, you feel so closed in that, like it's like you're losing oxygen, so to speak. I don't know why I was told that, but it feels like that to me when I see you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But you do need to take care of yourself. I don't see anything bad coming out of it. I'm just telling you right now that you need to eat better. Try not to get overwhelmed and just keep yourself positive. Okay? Just keep yourself positive. And as far as that goes, I do feel that since you're part of that circle, I was told that you're gonna be the strength. You're almost like be the one to get us through these hard times. Especially me too, because you're always there for me when I need you, like Michael is and Alice and everybody, Angelina, Tiffany. But you're the one that keeps us like the foundation of everything. You're the one that just keeps us grounded and aware that people are changing. And you're the strength. You're the strength. You might not feel like strong because I'm pretty sure you have a lot of issues. But you don't give yourself much credit, and you need to stop doing that. You need to stop torturing yourself. And by the way, I got a message from you from Michael. Fantastic. He says, "I told you that, sis. I told you that a long time, but I guess you don't listen to me because you're gonna have to listen to Chris." That's what I told telepathically. He told me that.
Well,
and I can
really
hear him. I can actually hear him laughing. He's like, "That's crazy."
Uh-huh. He's laughing right now. I know. I can see his squinty little eyes. We all have squinty little eyes when we laugh.
Oh, and then the lovers card came out, too. Ooh, lovers. Ooh,
la la.
Scary.
Talk to me, Chris.
First of all, there's people that do like you. But they're just too shy to tell you. I do feel that you have a lot of people that do care and do love you and want the best for you. So just know that you're fine. So just keep yourself motivated and don't let everything get the best of you, okay? And I do see love coming your way too, by the way. We have a secret crush is coming your way.
Oh, great. Chris, are you trying to tell me something?
You have a crush coming your way. Someone
I know,
cares about
I know.
You.
That's sweet.
It's fate. So I do feel that you find that person for you. The person that's going to take care of you. And it's going to treat you like a queen.
Ooh la la, Chris.
How did you say time? Ooh la la.
Ooh la la. Oh my goodness. You're so silly.
Oh my goodness. You are such a nice girl.
So are you. Yeah, and you know, I have talked to you, not so much, maybe in front of other people, but about that case, you know? And
yes.
I know things are progressing, so I was kind of curious, you know, the next month or two. Last time I spoke to you, I think I asked about the next 5 months in general. But what do you see with that, with the next month and or 2 months?
That's going to get better for you. You do have your spirit guide. And I'm being told that it's your mom. Your mom's
really?
Getting you through it. Yeah, she's giving you strength. And within 3 months, you get a result. And it's weird because I'm seeing, I want to say March.
Uh-huh.
For some reason, I'm saying March. So, and then I'm seeing like springtime. So I want to say like maybe the 15th or 14th, something like that. So you'll get that thing resolved. And your mom's telling me to tell you it's about time. Your mom's telling me you need to get it together. You need to get it together.
Yes, I can believe that. My mother was very kind, but very smart.
She was very observant, too.
Uh-huh, she sure was.
Yeah, so But I don't know if you'll be in chat later, because I'll probably be in chat like after the show, but I got something else to do. But
maybe
if you can talk to me, we'll talk later, and much love to you.
Same here, Chris. And
and hopefully your love life will spice up. You know, I'll give you some of the dragon fire to spice up your love life.
Oh,
okay?
You need to. You need to blow up my eyebrows. Sure. I'd like to encourage anybody out there who might be a little shy or whatever to feel free to give you a call, contact you, because you're really good. We've spoken many times, so you know I know.
Yeah, but we'll keep in touch, and I'll see you like in the chat in a little while.
We sure will, Chris.
All right, talk to you later. Much love to you.
Yeah.
Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Thank
oh,
you, Pamela. Oh, there she goes. Right. Oh, I'm going to take Chrissy's microphone away for just a moment then. Because it's 22 minutes on the clock. Still time to call in if you want to. 646-668-8735. Our studio number here. And we're going to have a little bit of music for the next couple of minutes and see what happens. So let's just see what we've got for you. Okay.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight.
Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey,
jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Man, it doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought me some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. And the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbye. But as long as you'd love me so, let it snow and snow. Finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really grab me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. Oh, the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbye. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
We played two Christmas tunes. They're back to back for you. And nobody's called. So what we're going to do, we're going to wind it up and finish early. And we'll be back with you on Monday evening here on Psychic Choice Radio with Mickey Vermouche, of course. Shows coming up in the week you're going to have to look out for, and it's pretty much played by ear for the coming week, because we don't know if people are going to need to abandon and pull out. It's going to be very much like that over the next couple of nights. So if we're here, we're here, and if we're not, we're not. And have a wonderful Christmas, everybody. And a very happy new year to you all. And we'll catch you on the next show.